Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 683. I'm your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, the three-legged feline, is, I believe, downstairs, laying on the sofa. As I was watching a little bit of another German show with them, the 1899, which has some English, some German, some Spanish, French. There's a bunch of different languages going on. Haven't seen a whole lot of the same people that made Dark. Anyway, Muffin Man might be coming by later. I don't know that it'll be while I'm still recording this, or maybe we'll just go do something, play some swords, touch some tips. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I might just stop at some point, pause it, put it on pause, which I'm slightly concerned about the recording today because I did just update this PC to Windows 11. And things are a little screwy. I think it'll be all right. I am, as I'm recording this, this is Saturday, September 20th. I am 7 days away from leaving for Deutschland. Yeah. I haven't been on a plane since 2019. The last time I was on a plane, I flew to South Carolina for a work thing. And I didn't do any. I had some really good food while I was there. I was going to say I didn't do anything exciting, but I had some really good food. Shrimp and grits there. I had shrimp and grits, I think, like every fucking night from different places. And fuck yeah, man. Fuck yeah. I do love me some grits and putting shrimp in there. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Anyway, yeah, that was the last time I flew on a plane. And before that, the last time I flew to Europe was again in 2019, before the South Carolina trip. That happened. Oh, I want to say it was May. I believe it was May. I went to Russia rather in 2019. And I think it was after, I'm pretty sure it was after that, that I flew to South Carolina. That was the last official time I was on a plane. So we're looking at 6 years ago, man. I'm out of practice. I've got everything lined up though at the moment. It should be good to go. I do have some more shirts coming on the way that I don't know that are going to get here on time. I ordered some new shirts. I got new socks and underwear. I just got some new pants, some Levi's from Kohl's and a belt, and I fucked up with the belt. I meant to grab the small and I grabbed the fucking medium. Which is odd that I'm a small. It's just my waist size has never really changed. My fat goes like over when I get a big belly on me. It's like it goes over the waist. It's doesn't like my waist has always stayed the same since like high school. makes it really difficult to find pants that fit me. The pants I got, they're not bad. They're Levi's. I love me a good pair of Levi's. So I should have my pants, enough pants for the trip. I'm going to wear pants the whole time, which is odd because I don't really, other than at work, I'm always wearing pants. They're different pants though, different material, not blue jeans. During the summertime, I rock the old man look of just cargo shorts, the old dad look, which I don't have any, I guess I'm a cat dad. I rock some cargo shorts when it's fucking hot. Well, when I'm running, you know, I guess then I wear the shorty shorts, don't have pockets. Although some of the pairs I've had have had pockets. I think the ones I actually run in now might have pockets. I like to have the cargo shorts. Don't like the blue jean shorts. I wore those, when I was a kid and, not a fan of them. Not a fan of the... I do love blue jeans. Blue jean shorts, though, not so much. I don't know. I'm not a big denim guy other than on, like a pants leg. I don't know. I'm very, very strange individual. I guess I'm not Canadian enough to pull that off. The all denim. But I do love a good pair of blue jeans. If I ever move to Canada, though, maybe I'll change my view on that and have to go full Canadian tux, just denim all over. But I got new pants. I think I have enough shirts and stuff. I do plan on, when I get there, of course, getting the lederhosen. I mentioned last week I'd seen that there was some place where I could get some used lederhosen, which that could be challenging. Hopefully nobody like puked or like soiled themselves badly in it. But you know, I imagine they clean this stuff before they sell it. I'm just imagining, you know, somebody buying lederhosen for, you know, the one time they went to Oktoberfest and shit went sideways. And some bad stuff happened to those clothes. Like, let's sell this. Let's get rid of it. I'm assuming they clean these really well. But, you know, I probably wouldn't want to take a black light to it. I think I'm good to go. I did get a parking spot by the airport. I was going to try to see if I could get a ride, but most of my friends seem like they're pretty busy and to just, you know, have them drop of a hat, drive me all the way to the fucking airport. I don't live real close to the airport. And like, really, I just wouldn't hassle anybody. We did, John and I, screwing with my boss for the most part. Figured she wasn't going to be able to do it. She's out on maternity leave and she's dealing with a lot. From what I understand, her newest baby is quite the handful, shall we say. We definitely couldn't have anybody we worked with take us to the airport because, well, they're working when we're going to the airport. And then I was like, hey, Brittany's on maternity leave. We should... we should see if she'll take us. More or less just to give her some shit. And, you know, I figured she probably was too busy to do it anyway, which turns out in this case she's got to go to some volleyball game or something, taking somebody to a volleyball game. Anyway, I was just like, you know, I used to have either Jackman or Tony take me, of course, when I lived in their basement. But both of them are working two jobs right now. And that's a no-go. That's like, I can't. Like, even if they were, either of them were off, which I'm sure they would do it. Like, if they were off work, what have you. But knowing that they have very little free time now, I can't have them just, like, take me to the airport. Like, I'll bite the bullet. I'll just fucking pay for a fucking parking spot, which initially when I looked, I thought it was going to be way more expensive. I thought it was going to be a couple $100s to park near the airport and leave it there for a week. But I got it down to like $70-something, which was like about as cheap as I could get. Like, I didn't go around multiple, there's different websites that have places where you can book parking spots by the airport. I went with the first one really that popped up on, well, I don't know if it was the first one that popped up on a Google search, but it definitely had, it was 7-something per day? Or figured out, you know, but then they have fees and all that bullshit. But we're going to drive up there. So I'm going to leave my car at the airport parking lot and, they have shuttle service to and from the vehicle. So we'll just hop on the shuttle and find our way from there. And then, of course, when I get to Germany, I don't have any German friends that I know that live in Munich, that would give me a ride. So of course we're going to have to take a taxi to which we could take the metro, I'm sure, or the train rather. I don't think it's considered a metro, but they have train service that I'm pretty sure there's a, I know. I know exactly where the hotel is. I do remember the Marienplatz. I mean, it is like, we are right in the Marienplatz. That's where our hotel is. And I'm pretty sure we're within short walking distance to a train from there. But honestly, I'd rather just pay a little bit more and just get a taxi than have to deal with all my luggage on a train. So don't have a train taxi booked for that, but I'll pay a little bit extra when I get to the airport there and just, you know, get whatever taxis available from there. But then on the way back, I will actually, I'll talk to the concierge there at the hotel and, you know, I'll book a taxi from the hotel. That's usually, you get a much better deal that way. Anywho, so we're pretty good to go. I was looking earlier. Again, I had talked about last week. I think I had pretty much decided to not get tickets to Oktoberfest. But then, of course, I was at the beer deck. Thursday. I was at the beer deck Thursday. And I talked to Terry there that was the owner of that, which actually Shelley worked for the beer deck for a minute. I guess a couple of years. And so that was Shelly's old boss there. And Terry, of course, gives me a lot of shit because I'm his brother. but he lived in Germany for a while, him and his wife, Jerry. And they've traveled to Munich many a times after living there. And they went just a couple of years ago to Oktoberfest. And this is the second time I'm talking to him about it. And he's like, you got to get the tickets to like Oktoberfest. I'm like, looking at the tickets before, they're pretty pricey. I think I found one that was a little bit more reasonable as far as tickets to Oktoberfest. But I better book them like today if I really want to get them for Tuesday. Not the, you know, the Tuesday that we're there, which is actually my buddy John's birthday. So I figured that'd be quite the gift, you know. He got me a penis cake. That's what my gift was a fucking penis cake. That did eat, by fun fact. penis cake that squirted icing. It had a little tube in it. And then, I'm going to pay for Oktoberfest, I guess. Great trade, isn't it? Son of a bitch. I feel like I'm getting shafted a little bit in this scenario for some reason. Anyway, I'm going to be getting a lot of enjoyment out of it. I can't say, you know, it's like, it's more for, to be honest, you know, it's more for me. I want to go to Oktoberfest and enjoy Oktoberfest. I did find, yeah, the one I was looking at earlier was, of course, Radius Tours, which I had taken one tour when I was in Munich the first time. I took their Munich Bavarian beer tour. It was a food and beer tour. I'm seeing, like, they've got, I guess it was the Munich Bavaria beer tour is the one that I had done before, which I think we're going to go ahead and do that one again. Which we might do that one like Monday or fucking, if we can do that Sunday, I'm not sure. But doing that before Oktoberfest, I feel like that's a good little, little eye opener. Well, they teach you the history of Oktoberfest. I feel like that'd be a good little thing to do. Before heading out to Oktoberfest is get that good feeling. And you learn about the beer and eat some German food, yeah? And that, of course, is the tour that I went on, which was ended up being like the craziest tour that I was on, period, in all of Europe on any of the day tours that I took. And, it was pretty fucking classic of course. I've told the story many a times. But when I took that tour, I'd taken a tour of Dachau earlier in the day through a different tour company. So I had booked it like on my phone via like Orbitz or something. I don't know what I booked it through. But I booked it online, and then again, yeah, I went to Dachau, which is if you go to Munich, you got to do a tour of Dachau. I mean, it is still, you know, a portal, a view into the most horrific crimes in all of human history. And, you know, it's an important thing, like, to witness that in person. Just seeing the scope of it, which, of course, Dachau wasn't, like, the biggest concentration camp. It wasn't an all-out extermination camp, though people were murdered there. They did have, they had gassed some people there and murdered a lot of people. From what I understand, Auschwitz is the most intact, whereas Dachau, a lot of it was torn down when the Allies liberated it, but they've restored some of what they tore down. And, of course, the Germans were trying to get rid of evidence of the atrocities that they committed. But anyway, yeah, I took that tour, and I wanted to respect it. I wasn't going to take selfies next to the ovens and just, you know, make the jokes. I was thinking shit in my head, of course, but because, yeah, I'm a sick and twisted individual. But, yeah, I'm respectful. of course, when I went to the train station to meet up with the tour group for that one, there was just this beautiful Canadian woman that was in on the tour with me. I did not know anything about her at that point. I would later find out she was Canadian. I was very attracted to her. But I'm like, oh, I can't talk to this woman. I'm here to see firsthand this place where just the most horrible crimes were committed. And which, not to say there's not shit going on now, like, say, in Gaza or what, fucking Ukraine, or just, you know, I mean, human history is just full of just horrible shit. But again, yeah, I wanted to go there, and I had already known a lot of the history of the Holocaust. And I felt that it was a must do to go visit there. And yeah, this, and seeing this Canadian woman that was, I was really wanting to get to know her, if you will. but I was, again, on the tour of Dachau concentration camp. And I did not say a word to her, as I was like, yeah, let's not do this. But I do want to, you know, kind of hit on her. More than kind of. I really wanted to hit on her. I don't know, hit on. I don't know, I'd be like, hey, I don't have any lines or anything like that. I'd really just, you know, just open up a line of conversation, you know. And it never seemed appropriate when we were walking through the concentration camp to go like, hey, is it hot in here or is it just the ovens? Or, you know, you know, just, you know, all like, hey, let's cool off. Let's go hit the showers. You know, there's no no appropriate way to hit on somebody in a fucking concentration camp. That's just fucking sick and twisted and wrong. But yeah, and I was like, man, it would be great if somehow, because again, we just all met at a train station, or maybe we met some other location. I don't know. It's been a minute. I think we might have met at some other location and then walked to the train station. Either way, seemed unlikely that I would ever see her again in my life. You know, I've done a lot of day tours in Europe, a bunch of them in Ireland at that point. And never did I run into the same person again on another tour when I was doing multiple day tours. So I'm like, it just seemed like, yeah, that's not going to happen. That's just out of the realm of possibility here. It's not happening. Sure as shit, I had already scheduled another tour with Radius Tours. Again, it was a different tour group than I was with for the Dachau concentration camp tour, but they do tours. I'm assuming that this Canadian woman had also booked via online and just like was using something like Orbitz or TripAdvisor, something along those lines to schedule these tours. And we both just thought it was a good idea outside, you know, not knowing each other, both had the idea of like, hey, let's go visit a concentration camp and let's have a few drinks afterwards to like cleanse the palate. But yeah, I got to this other train station where Radius Tours met up, and we all met in front of their little booth there in the train station. And that's like, at first, you know, I didn't see her, and it was right before like the tour started, and then all of a sudden I see her walking up. I'm like, holy shit, that's Dachau girl. That is the woman from, that is the really attractive woman from the concentration camp that I wanted to hit on, that couldn't bring myself to do so. And again, you know, I'm not a type of person really to bring out lines on anybody anyway, so I wouldn't have like made some joke about the showers or ovens, if you will. But you know, I like to chat. But then of course it was awkward. I couldn't like just then immediately go walk up to this woman. Hey, were we at a concentration camp earlier together? I'm not that kind of guy. I gotta slowly, you know, build into the conversation, and I'm just an awkward person in general. But this tour was totally different. It was like dead silent for the most part with the concentration camp tour. Now, there was some conversing with the tour guide and what have you, just to know about the actual, you know, certain things about the history of Dachau, not about like, oh, you know, hey, what is the best place to get some food or anything like that around here. It was none of that. It was all strictly, everybody was very courteous and whatnot with that tour, and it was, I guess, a somber affair. Totally different experience once we hit the beer tour. And it was, I think the tour guide's name there was Irvin. If I remember correctly, it's been a minute. I'd have to go back and listen to the podcast that I did right after coming back. But yeah, it was, he gave us all a beer once the tour started. Again, I didn't talk to the Canadian lady beforehand. But he gave us all, handed us all a beer right in the train station. We started drinking right from the get-go. It was definitely a totally different vibe. And then was like, after we started drinking the beer, then it's like, okay, let's introduce it ourselves. Let's go around and like say our names, where we're from. And then I found out Alex was from Canada. I would come also to find out later. She was living in Baltimore, if I'm not correct, mistaken. And that she, of course, was a nurse. Yeah, it was totally different vibe. I was like, holy shit, this is exactly what you need after a tour of a concentration camp. It was like, just have some beer. Some beer. Sorry, I'm pronouncing it all wrong. But yeah, that was, I didn't end up really talking to her until later in the tour. Because again, it was like, how do I, you know, open this line of communication? Like, hey, we were at a concentration camp earlier, and I was thinking you were hot, and I wanted to, you know, like, yes, let's talk. But yeah, we're at a concentration camp, and that just seems wrong. It was like the second or third stop that we went on the tour where I started talking to her. I could tell you the name of the place. I don't remember where exactly it lined up in the tour. I think it was on the last official stop we went to. So I want to say we went to Hofbräuhaus first, one of their restaurants. But it was Augustina Keller. That I would end up really conversing with her and getting to know her a bit, which I learned how to properly drink beer, and I can't do it now. It was totally different then. So I feel like maybe I should do this tour again right before Oktoberfest. Oktoberfest. But it was at that Augustiner Keller, which is ended up being the beer I enjoy the most, possibly because I associate it with Alex there, but it was just, it was a crazy night. It was the craziest night I've ever had in Europe. And I did sit with her, I sat next to her and started talking. I was like, I just want to say I'm not stalking you. And she's like, actually, I'd be stalking you because I showed up after you. It's like, damn it, she noticed. She noticed. She was aware that I was also, like, It doesn't mean she was attracted to me or anything of that nature. Just means that she was aware, observant enough to realize that I was also on this tour. And that helped break the ice a little bit, as I was already like a couple beers in at this point. So I had the liquid courage, I guess. I don't know if it was like courage I needed. It was just like I didn't know how to break the ice, like to start the conversation up. And we talked for quite a while there, and I found out she was a nurse and whatnot. And then later, when the tour ends, there was this younger New York couple, which were very like MAGA. At least the male was Dylan. I don't remember if they were married or not. He was like 26, 27. I guess they both were. His girlfriend and or wife, whatever, was with them, same age-ish. And then there was an older New York couple. The older New York couple was very liberal, very just the much the stereotypical New Yorker is what you would assume. The point I was getting with the younger couple there from New York, with Dylan and, again, I've forgotten her name. there was a British lady that was in her 50s that was with us. And at the end of the tour, the tour guide stops out at the Hofbräuhaus Das Original location, the original Hofbräuhaus beer hall, which is like the most famous beer hall in the world. It seats, again, 5,500 people. And it's a massive place. And all this hand-carved stuff on the walls, hand-painted, hand-carved, just beautiful building that's been around for hundreds of years. That is the price tag. If you're going to put a price on it, it'd have to be well into the millions, I would assume. It'd have to be one expensive place. I mean, insuring it's got to be pricey. anyway... The tour ended there, but that building wasn't a part of the tour. The tour guide walked us to the front of that building and said, we're ending it here. We're not going to go in. It's not part of the tour. But I suggest that you at least go into the building. It's very historic. It's a very beautiful building. Go in there, take a look, and, you know, order a drink. And so several of us talked, again, myself, Alex, the younger New York couple, Dylan, and the one lady he was with, and the British lady. I don't remember her name either. She was in her 50s. Yeah, that's all I really remember about her. This is, 6 years ago, the people I met one night of my life. I remember two of their names. I feel like that's a plus. I don't know either of their last names. I Like we all decided, like, hey, let's go in there. Let's have some drinks together. We had kind of gotten to know each other a little bit, like all of us, before going in there. But it was like, hey, let's go in here. Let's have another beer or two. And I'm like, yeah, hell yeah, let's do this. Fucking A. If Alex hadn't gone, I probably still would have went, honestly. But pretty sure she said yes before I did. And I'm like, hell yes. Or maybe I just, you're goddamn right. Where would you just say the place we're going? I'm going with you. All right, let's do this. we're going to go sell our kidneys. All right, we're doing this. All right. anyway, I was getting notifications there on the computer. I'm a little thrown off, but I did enjoy having, you know, this drinks and stuff. I didn't get real trashed. I only had one beer there, but it was a liter of beer. They wouldn't sell me a half liter. Every other place we went to that you could get a half liter of beer, I was like, son of a bitch. I don't want a liter. I've already had, it was not a lot of beer, but I was like, man, I was running a marathon in a few days. Didn't want anything like too crazy. And then of course, yeah, the waiter told me I could only get liters. So I'm like, all right, I guess I'm getting a liter of beer. And we are in Munich. and so I got the full liter of beer and we, you know, shooting the shit, talking politics. That's when I found out that, of course, Dylan was very, very MAGA. Sure, you would have been all for Jimmy Kimmel getting axed, which disheartens me greatly. Love me some Kimmel. Anyway, and, you know, the fact that it's just the government censoring speech in general. Anyway, we don't need to go down that road. I'm trying my best not to do anything that'll get me, say, deported basically from the U.S. as they could just decide to take away my passport. They're doing that to people. I find it unlikely, though, that anybody at the airport's going to be listening to this podcast that would, take away my passport. Anyway, yeah, I really don't want that to happen. I'd rather, I've got a cat here that I still feel bad that I'm going to be leaving for a week. But he's going to be taken care of. There's going to be people checking on him every day. Anyway, we're in the beer hall. I've got my liter of beer. Alex, I think, was one of the only ones that didn't have any beer. She didn't even want, I guess the liter of beer was too much. I feel like she maybe would have had another beer had it not been for that. We were getting to know each other, and I remember giving the British lady some shit because she lived in a monarchy and her tax money went to fucking king and queen. Which at the time there wasn't a king. It was just the queen. Now of course it's King Charles. She was like, yeah, I'm not really thrilled to live in that we still have a king and queen either. I had to give her some shit over something, you know. I didn't want, because we were like, everybody was had the opposite at the table, the opposite political stances from the younger New York couple that was the MAGA. Which I don't know that I'm thinking that his significant other was probably not. I don't know that she really gave a fuck. Period about politics. I'm thinking it was just really him that was very MAGA. Because of that, I got a lot of brownies points, I think, for being me, I guess, for not being Dylan. And it was funny that the New York guy was that way, and the guy from Podunk Dick Ass Town in Missouri was the liberal of the group there. As opposed to the new, of the Americans that were in our group, we'll say. And Anyway, yeah, as the night progressed, we were there for a while. I don't know how long it was. It took a while to drink that liter of beer. And I'm pretty sure that Dylan was probably like pre-gaming before we went out on this tour, because he was, I would say, pretty fucking drunk by the end of that night. I think he might have had like two or three liters too while we were at the Hofbräuhaus Das Original. We ended up having to move to, like, at first we were just kind of by ourselves at this one table, but then they were closing that part of the beer hall down and said we had to move. At that point, we moved to another section where that we sat next to several of the Germans. And Dylan is just way trashed at this point. And then, of course, a German leaned over with a blue container and poured some powdery substance onto Dylan's hand. And he proceeded to snort it up without question, without going, "Hey, what is this powdery substance that you are just dumping out on my hand? I'm assuming you want me to snort this." And yeah, he, no questions asked. He just immediately snorted it right up. And we're all like, whoa, like everybody else in the group, especially his significant other there. We're like, whoa, dude, you don't know what the fuck that was. you just snorted it right up, man. You have no fucking clue what that was. That could be some crazy drug that only like Germans do, which would be very scary to me. Germans do some crazy shit. At that point, like, he's excited. He's just like, yeah. He thinks he snorted coke. That's what he assumed it was. He thought he had cocaine. He's like, fuck yeah, I just snorted some cocaine in Germany. Fucking drinking, snorting coke. And his significant other, of course, like, whoa, what the fuck are we doing here? I want to go home. Fuck this. And he's texting his friend, like, I think I just snorted coke. Because, again, he doesn't know. He has no clue. But Alex did say, she's like, she thought it was this candy stuff that I believe they call Bavarian coke, which is this, like, mentholated shit you snort that's, like, I guess it opens up your nostrils. It's, like, a lot of sugar. It's this candy, like, it's not, like, a real narcotic. And anyway, they do it a lot apparently at Oktoberfest. But apparently she had seen people doing a lot of it at Oktoberfest. And it did have like a minty smell to it. So I'm assuming that's what it was and not cocaine. But Dylan was thought it was cocaine. He was all in, man. He was all in. And he wanted to party all night. Might have been better for him if it was cocaine, because then he could have sobered up a little bit. it was at that point we're like, we should probably leave. The British woman, too, like, disappeared already. She had had enough, I guess, of Dylan, and maybe I pushed her bridge too far by giving her a bunch of shit about the monarchy thing. Which in hindsight now, like, looking that we live in a fascist dictatorship, I feel like I'd rather live over in the UK. Of course, it's all my fault that this has happened, that Trump came back into power and has gone full on dictator. Had I not given her shit, it would have been a totally different world. We decided, of course, it was time for us to leave, because we don't know what Dylan's going to do next. We're pretty sure that wasn't coke that he just did, but he's willing to do any drug they put in front of him. And, he's clearly real fucking drunk. And at the point where, you don't want to do that even close to home. You know, it's a time that I'd be like, okay, buddy, all right, we should probably call it. But you definitely don't want to do it when you're thousands of miles away from home. in a foreign country where you don't really know all the laws and could be a real problem. You say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing to the wrong person, and next thing you know, you're in a German prison. You're doing more than just a tour of Dachau. Anyway. So we all, of course, have to piss after these liters of beer. And so, of course, Dylan and I finish pissing first and before the ladies get done, because, you know, that's the benefit, one of the many benefits of having a penis. And once we get out, Dylan proceeds to sit on the stairs because he can barely stand at this point. He is so drunk. And he's doing the sway. He's swaying back and forth. And as we're still waiting for the ladies to come out of the restroom, a German fellow is walking down the stairs behind Dylan. This is, again, a massive staircase inside a priceless historic building that is hundreds of years old. And Dylan, I presume, saw the guy walking, you know, out of the corner of his eye, like saw him like walking behind him or heard him, and just, I'm assuming he meant to do this to the guy, you know. Then of course, you know, he was drunk. Maybe he just meant to hit the wall or something, but he spit on the German guy. You know, maybe he was trying to spit on the wall, but what, I don't know the rationale behind this. It's just, the guy was right next to him. It wasn't like he could hide who did it. There was like only, like there was nobody else on the staircase. There was, and I was standing next to the staircase. I wasn't on the staircase. It was clear who spit on him. There was no fucking denying who spit on him. And don't know why he decided to do that, other than just being really drunk and he was a bit of a dick. I saw that and I was like, holy fuck, I am not getting into a fight and or going to jail in Germany because this guy's a dick. And like, I just met him a couple hours ago, you know. And, he was kind of an in-your-face attitude and stuff. It wasn't the guy to be like, you know what? I want to hang out with you again. I'll hang out with you for a night. Definitely not after this. And be like, you know what? No, you go have your fun. You, count me out, buddy. But, he spits on this guy. And then, the German guy, like, fucking, you know, just, thankfully, he didn't, like, hit him or anything. He's just, you know, in a shock and astonishment. Like, and then it's like, was ist das? I'm pretty sure is what he says. Like, what is that? You know, like, was ist das? Maybe he adds some expletives in there or something. And then, like, kind of point, looks at me. You know, I'm looking away like, hey, I don't fucking, you go right ahead, dude. You fucking, I don't really know this guy. You punch him, you go right ahead. I'll fucking let you do it. It will not break my heart whatsoever. I am not going to intervene. he, you know, says, I'm pretty sure that in German, or maybe he said something else. And he proceeds to walk over to another fellow. I don't remember how big they were or anything. I don't remember. Couldn't tell you what they looked like. But either way, they were German and probably knew multiple people there, you know, probably had a posse. I'm going to venture to guess there's a good chance if a fight breaks out, I'm going to get my ass kicked. there is way too many people in this beer hall and they're pointing over this way. And, you know, I'm standing still somewhat near Dylan. I'm backing off though. I'm like, man, I don't want any part of this. And and then, of course, finally, Alex and then Dylan's significant other come out of the bathroom like, we have to leave right fucking now. He just spit on a guy, spit on a German guy. We need to fucking leave. And we proceeded to go out a back door by the staircase and avoid going by the German guy that he had spit on. And luckily, you know, avoided any real repercussions from this asshole spitting on the German guy. And we walked with Dylan and his lady to near where their hotel was first. I guess because it was closer. They were staying somewhere in the Marienplatz. Maybe Hotel Daniel. Maybe where I'm staying this next time. I'm not sure where exactly. I remember we were walking through the Marienplatz. I know that. Then I walked Alex to her hotel, which I don't... It was a bit of ways from mine. It was a bit of a walk. I then had to walk to find mine pretty far, if I remember correctly. And I was pretty drunk at that point. Not Dylan drunk, but I was feeling it. And I thought I was in the friend zone, honestly. I didn't want to be there. And like, I wanted to be, I was hoping maybe she would, I mean, it seemed like maybe she was hinting at maybe like doing other stuff, but I had already booked a tour for the next day. Maybe she had, I should have just canceled it. I should have been like, you know what? I like hanging out with you tonight. Let's fucking do it again tomorrow. She was there for another day or two. I was there for several days yet, I think. And I know Neuschwanstein Castle is where I went to the next day. But she had already been to that place. So, you know. Anyway. I had, that was like the best night in Europe. I should have, at the very least, made sure I hung out with her the next day. And I didn't. It was a failure on my part. But I thought I was in the friend zone. I didn't think that anything more was going to come of it. Then again, you know, I could have had a place to stay when traveling. Even if I wasn't going to, you know, stick my rod inside and spread my seed. But I'm weird dude. I was also thinking, like, I'm running a marathon in a couple of days, and it's a bitch. Your body's got to be ready. That was, like, my biggest concern. Like, what? It shouldn't have been. I should have been, like, this was a crazy night, you know. I hang out with you tomorrow. This could, you know, who knows where this could lead. Probably wouldn't have been quite as crazy that night. But I'm returning to the scene of the crime. Now, if I see Alex again, which seems like very much 99.99999% not going to happen, you know, but there's that slight chance that it could happen. This time, I'll try to at least learn her last name before parting ways. Maybe we'll just run into each other at Marienplatz. Like, hey, Hofbräuhaus, you remember that shit? Yeah. Didn't we meet at a concentration camp? We'll see, though. We'll see. I'm sure I'm going to meet plenty of other people this time around. John, my friend, he's a bit of a wild card, and I don't know how he's going to react to a lot of this stuff. He could be a real downer. I don't know. We'll see, though. We'll see. Maybe in this atmosphere, I mean, there's going to be a lot of drinking. There's going to be, every day is going to be new things. If I run into an event where, I meet an attractive lady like that, like he's more, of course, he'll tell her I'm gay because that's what he does. He'll be like, this fella's gay. He likes to suck dick. Don't talk to him because he's such a great pal. But at least he's good about getting people's like contact information and whatnot. And, we'll see what happens. I know Oktoberfest is going to be nuts, though. It's, it is just a different, it looks like a different world. It is so insanely, just these pictures of all these tents, which again, it's just weird calling them tents. They're not really, they're just massive buildings. It's just huge. Gross, as they say for big. Gross. Small as klein, I think. Oh, I was going to mention, I did learn the German word for cell phone, which is handy, which I thought was funny. So if you get like a work phone, be like, I got this free handy from work. Yeah, every year I get a handy from work. They give out handies to all the employees. It's my work handy. Das ist mein Handy, ja? Ja. So Handy ist sehr gut. I thought that was kind of funny. I thought about before possibly renting a car and driving. I still don't think I'm going to do that. I mean, it would be pretty sweet to say I drove on the Autobahn. But it's unnecessary. I don't have to drive. We're going to probably do like a tour of like Zugspitze, which I did find out. Zugspitze is the correct pronunciation. I was looking at stuff on it earlier, which is like, I believe the tallest mountain in Germany, in the German Alps there. I believe they have, of course, taller mountains in the Alps, but in the German location, I believe that's the tallest location. Don't quote me on that, but it looks fucking amazing. You take a cable car up to the top, and I did talk to, of course, Terry the other night. He was showing me pictures of when he went to Zugspitze. And yeah, it's very awe-inspiring. I mean, whenever I, of course, look at mountains, I get all choked up thinking about it. I remember, of course, going to Ireland for the first time, and when I got to Connemara, and I was having a rough time because I had drove my rented car into a parking sign and fucked up, put a gash all the way down the passenger side of the vehicle, and wasn't feeling real great. Wasn't real happy. I was like, I don't really want to be driving anymore, but I rented this car, and that's the only way I'm going to get to Connemara. So I'm driving to Connemara, and then I see this these fucking mountains. It was the there's a couple of mountain chains there. It was the there's the 12 Bens and the Mam Turks, and I feel like there's one other one. I don't know for certain which mountains I came to first, but I know that it was just, I mean, literally, you know, breathtaking, like what they say, and it was just like I was in complete awe of these mountains. And I wanted to, of course, remember that feeling for the rest of eternity, or at least, you know, the rest of my life, which could be long, it could be short. There's no way to know. Anyway, I took a picture of myself, and I do see that look of just it's that wanderlust that, you know, have from traveling, that is that dragon I'm continuously chasing whenever I go on trips like this. Anyway, in that picture, I looked like Shelley in it. I never thought I looked like my brother before that moment. But when I looked back at the picture, I pulled it out like after I got to the hotel, and I looked at the picture of myself and saw that, clearly, I mean, I was like, holy shit, I look like my brother here. And I was like, wow, fuck, we are related. It was a crazy experience. It was definitely, I'm trying to pull the picture up now. Try to find that picture. Shit, I guess I don't have it on. Oh, yeah, man, looking at it. Yeah, this is not a picture of me. It's not a look of, it's a weird, like, I'm not smiling. I've got almost like a, it is so fucking weird. It is so fucking weird. Because like I look like my brother. The chin, which I never thought my chin looked that way, just the way, I guess I don't look at profiles of myself much, you know? When I see myself, it's in a mirror and it's straight on. Not looking at a profile. But it's so weird. It looks like Shelley's driving that car, not me. It's very, very weird. It's also weird to look at a picture from fucking 10 years ago and realize that, like, man, I had a lot more fucking hair back then. 10 years does a lot to the human body. Like, I look so much better. Man, there's still some gorgeous photos from driving through there. I mean, running, of course, through that mountain chain. Holy shit. I'm just a week away. I have such a love for just the sound of hearing the plane take off. Just that there's just an excitement of being like 35,000 feet above the land and the ocean, what have you. I used to, when I worked at Magnet still, I used to run a press called the Zund that sounded a lot. It had a basically like a air, it was like an air hockey table. It had a vacuum table to it that would suck down stuff before you cut it. And it was the same sound you'd hear like flying on the plane. And every time I'd run, it was like, oh yeah, yeah, oh yes, it's like we're flying. It's like we're flying. That was the last machine I ran before I took off out of there. But anyway, I'm excited to just go to the airport, man. Just go to the fucking restaurants. I don't do much these days, you know. I enjoy just sitting at home, laying with the cat, watching movies. So it's just getting out in general is pretty exciting. Like going to a Blues game is fucking nuts. It's fucking great. Every time I go, it's like, fuck yeah, going to a Blues game. But this is, you know, I'm going to a different fucking world at this point, going to Germany. And, it is, I'm not really nervous, but, it's weird. It's weird. It's like, it's not gonna, it's hard for me to realize that it's actually going to happen, you know. It seemed, even when I decided I was going to do it, like it was so far off in the distance. It had been so many years since I went, and I had planned during COVID, or before COVID, I had planned on going back to Ireland. I was going to do one more trip back to Ireland, and then fucking COVID hit, and all the lockdowns. And you weren't supposed to be around people. I didn't make nearly as much money that year. although I did, you know, I get that stimmy. I did get that stimulus check, and then I just bought a guitar with it, you know. only because I bought a guitar with it because, again, I didn't feel safe traveling like that anymore. I really didn't want to get COVID. Then shortly after that, I ended up having to save some money to be able to get this penthouse here. So that was what I thought it was just over my days of traveling to Europe. And probably shouldn't be doing it this time, you know. Of course, every time I really shouldn't. Financially, it was not a great idea for me. but who gives a shit about money? You don't take it with you when you're dead. It doesn't transfer over. As far as I'm aware, I don't think that money, goes on to the next plane. It is. It's crazy to think I'm actually going to be going back to Europe. I'm pretty excited too, just to go to the airport in Canada and say I've been to Canada, because I'm flying. We're flying into Toronto, and then on to Germany on the way out there. Layover's not terribly bad. It'll be one where if you know our plane's delayed a little bit or whatever, it could be a real challenge to get to our next flight in time. That can always be a real pisser. There's an hour and 20 minute layover there in Toronto, which again, hopefully that's right on schedule. Guess won't know until we go. I've been lucky with that sort of stuff. Whereas flying into Detroit was the worst. Coming back from Germany, flying into Detroit, there was like seven international flights that flew in at the same time, and they were very understaffed at the Detroit airport. And it took obscenely long to get through customs. That's the longest I've ever spent. It took, I think a couple hours. It was ridiculous. And, it was not pleasurable. Although I think on that flight, though, there was, it was the flight, it was the captain's last flight, which was pretty special because, when he landed the plane, they took these fire hoses and like shot them over the plane, like just like streams of water, is like to celebrate his final flight and stuff. And they had like a celebration for him there as he landed, and that was pretty cool. But being a Detroit airport, don't really want to go back there after seeing just the shit show of I don't know how they managed to have so many international flights show up at the same time. Guess it's shit luck. Planes had gotten delayed at some point. Maybe one was too fast, but they all showed up at the same time. And so to get all of those people, hundreds of people through fucking customs was fucking challenging. But it'll be cool just to fly over Canada. I'm hoping, I wasn't able to pick our seats. I could have paid more money. To like choose our seats. I don't know, flying before on my other flights, I was able to like choose my seats and what have you. And this one's been a little screwy. I think part is they just want to charge more and more money, for air, but maybe that's just a standard through this airline. I don't know. We're going to be on Air Canada. And I'm hoping to see Canada from above. But we'll see, at least they'll have good movies, I'm sure. They always have like newer movies, and I'll get to see one that I've been like, oh man, I was meaning to watch this movie. That was a thing when I was doing it every year. I was like, oh fuck, there's all these movies I haven't seen yet. I'm like, fuck yeah, I get to watch these now on this like 8-hour flight. It's like the flight from Toronto to Munich is like 7 hours and 55 minutes. It's like 8 hours. The way back is a little bit different. We have like two layovers, I do believe. Fly into Vienna, Austria, for 1 hour and 25 minute layover. And then we fly from there on to Toronto, and then we're in. Ooh, that on the way back, we'll be in Toronto for 4 hours and 45 minutes. So we'll be a. So we'll get some time there in Canada on the way back. I mean, we're not going to have enough time to really leave the airport. You don't want to do that, by the way, and then have to go back through security and all that. It's no good. You don't want to have to do that, especially when you're in a foreign country. Yeah, I have to go through customs and shit. It's just not ideal. I'm ready for it. I'm really ready just for like over a week off. I've never needed a vacation like this more in my entire life. Working as a steel worker for pretty much the last 3 years, it's taken its toll. It's a tough job. It has helped me get at least one more trip over to Europe, possibly my last. Hopefully not. Hopefully I'll find another way there again at some point. But we shall see. We shall see. I was going to get a new cell phone because my speakers fucked up in this phone that I have. And I was eligible for an upgrade or whatever. And I talked about it last week. God damn it. It doesn't look like it's going to show up in time. It looks like I probably won't actually get the phone because they didn't have it there at store. The phone was just released, and it looks like I won't get it until after. So that's a bit of a pisser. But, this phone works fine for the most part, except for the speaker. I can use Google Maps, which is a big thing. Google Translate, which I'm not too concerned about. We're going to be doing day tours with people that speak English. And I know enough German that I can, order off a menu or just, I don't know, ask for directions. Or just ask if they know English. Verstehen Sie English? English, I guess is how they pronounce it. You know, and I know the basic stuff. Hello's guten Tag, you know. Goodbye. Auf Wiedersehen. How are you? Wie geht's? And, you know, I know basic shit. It'll be all right. I know how to point at things. I know Prost. Ein Prosit. Yeah, yeah. Bier. And that's really all you need. That's all you need. So this time next week, I don't know how I'm going to do. I'm going to record a podcast for next week, and then I'll probably post it as soon as I can, really. I won't be recording it on Saturday. Although if I, you know, maybe in the morning, but doubtful. I'll probably record it like, I don't know, Wednesday or Thursday, something like that. I may record part one day, part of another day. Not sure how I'm going to rock it. But I'll try to put one out next week instead of skipping a week. Before I've gone, I've you know, we used to do the Will Roulette. Not planning on doing it this time, which now would be the time for me to do it because I got a lot more nicer shit. And people are going to want to divvy that up, especially the bank. Yeah, on the way back, that one's going to be even more challenging. Like this, the recording one before then is not going to be a problem. Or at least it shouldn't be, although I'm working a fuck ton of hours this next week. But recording one on the way back, that one's going to be a little difficult. Coming back to St. Louis at like 7:30 at night. And so I'm not going to get home till fucking late. It's going to be like 9:30-ish by the time I finally get home. And then I'll try to, I guess, knock one out that Sunday. Get a little bit of sleep. Record a podcast while everything's fresh in the brain. And give a good recap of Oktoberfest. And, you know, that's if everything goes out well. That neither of us get arrested. Or I don't get, you know, hung up in, the airport. And they maybe don't like what's on my phone. Which I'm going to put a lock on my phone. Normally, I just don't put any kind of security feature to. I just swipe to open. but I'm going to put a key. I'm not going to do the facial recognition because security can force you to, you know, they can just put the phone in front of your face to unlock it. so I'll put some kind of like password or number to unlock it. Anyway, so they can't just go through my phone. I don't want that. There's these days, if I have too many J.D. Vance memes on my phone or something, could get me locked up or just sent to another country. A gulag in you know, Venezuela or wherever the fuck. But, yeah, let's hope that doesn't happen. I guess that's really all I've got. So, as always, that is a kid in a wheel. Son of a bitch. Let's try that again. As always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.